Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
This is the ZabeCast, hosted by a Pop-Tart-loving kid from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. And since you probably have other, more important podcasts to waste your time on, screw those AirPods in tight, and let's go.
Here we go! Wednesday, February 18, 2026. Thank you for downloading. Today's going to be a short one. It's only me. It's travel day for me. I'm going to Arizona with my mom and my daughter. And I am excited, but I am also a little bit, I'm on DEFCON 3, let's just put it this way. Now, my mom, you know her from being on the podcast from time to time. She is, for her age, at 86 now, still quite sharp and can walk and is a joy to be around. And I take none of that for granted, I can assure you. But she's still 86 years old, and who knows what's going to come up. Now, I volunteered. Hey, can I go to Arizona? I volunteered to escort my mom out to Arizona because she was going to fly out there by herself and be up with her aunts and uncles out there. And I was like, well, I can't just let my mom do that. Let me go. I'm unemployed right now. Let me go out there. And I said, let me take Catherine as well with me, our 26-year-old daughter, about to be 27, who lives with us and works at the local bagel shop. She is on the autism spectrum. You know that by now as a regular listener. And so Catherine was excited. Mom was happy. And my wife was, I think, happy that she's going to get some quiet and some serenity time while we're out there for a week. So it all worked out. Catherine travels very well for a kid on the spectrum. And I'm, again, not, I'm absolutely appreciative of that because I know how many families have kids where traveling is a white knuckle ride with their special needs child because of all the stuff that happens in airports. I will still be a little bit on guard at things like TSA, because we have had some near meltdowns going through TSA with Catherine. Luckily, I think most TSA agents now have been finally trained to understand, hey, with special needs children and adults, you can't just be, go here, do this, stand still, blah, blah, blah. Because once you get one of these kids off kilter, good luck getting them back on board. That's why I've also packed some mini M&Ms as well. But I'm very looking forward to it, because I look at today like this is a lucky thing for me. This is a appreciative thing that I get to be with my mom on one side and with my daughter on the other. And even waiting in the airport for the plane to come and take off and in the sky, this is quality time that I appreciate and I know that is precious. And I don't know how many more of these kind of things I'll get. We'll see. We are flying Southwest. Now, we had separate reservations. We didn't book this all at once. My mom booked her ticket. Then I jumped on board with me and my daughter. I then changed the seating so we would be 1, 2, 3 across. The in-person, live on the phone Southwest agent was quite friendly and wonderful after I finally got through on hold to make that rearrangement, which I didn't know was possible. I thought they'd say, well, that's a different reservation. That person's going to have to call. You're going to have to call. No, they switched it up. Then my mom wanted to upgrade her seats, so she splurged for the $59 extra for our three seats to be up closer to the lavatory and also to get 3 extra inches of legroom. This is the model that Southwest is leaning into full bore to try to become more profitable as an airline and compete with the others. They are pretty much torching their brand and burning it down to the concrete pilings, but maybe they'll come out of this and people will accept it and they'll still be Southwest customers when it's all said and done. I'm dubious. I don't know if it's going to actually work. I will report back if there is anything. I don't know why there would be an issue. We've got our seats. Mom upgraded for them. Mom's going to be in a wheelchair, so we're going to get legitimate early boarding. So we'll probably avoid much of the headaches that typically go with the new Southwest boarding system, but I'll be interested to hear your reports as well as longtime Southwest Airlines customers. Let's talk Olympics for a second. I got this email from a very good longtime listener and emailer who I correspond with frequently, David Lindsay. I like David. Smart guy, sends interesting stuff. He sent this, however. He goes, I don't know why anyone watches the Ad-lympics, he called it. Most of it's on tape delay, and it's full of ads. It's also stuffed with all this human interest story bullshit. You and Andy can sing Rune Arledge's praises all you want, but that shit sucks. Endless puff pieces with gauzy lighting and trinkly piano music. Right. It was such a struggle. All these athletes had to go through hell and back. Sarcasm equals on. We could do it like every other country and just watch the events as they happen. But in America, no. We got to do it different. Well, fuck all that noise. I can get the results in real time and watch clips online. I replied, boy, oh boy, David, you are in a dark place right now, brother. And I made sure to send a winking, smiling emoji alongside to make sure he knew the tone of my response. Not a, you're in a dark place, brother, and then initiate some kind of online argument. I just wanted to let him know with a wink and a smile. Brother, come on, really? And he said, yeah, I know, I'm just tired of all this stuff. He's got ad exhaustion, basically. I appreciate his honesty. I disagree with him, though, entirely. I enjoy watching the Olympics as a curated TV show, and I accept the fact that because NBC paid so much money for the games, they're going to have to load it up with ads. The way I get around that is I have the TV on in my office, and I'm doing other things while the stuff is going on. And if I hear a commotion or sense something big is happening, I will actually stop and I will rewind and I'll go watch what I want to watch. That's how I defeat the whole ad thing. Now, if you're just plopped on the couch and don't want to move and you got nothing in your hands, yeah, I would imagine sitting through all those ads can be a bit annoying. But anyway, I'm watching last night and I'm watching figure skating, the Pairs short program. Was it Pairs ice dancing or actual figure skating? I don't know. It was Pairs. I know that. And I'm watching and I'm getting into it, and Tara Lipinski's setting the scene, and I have very little knowledge of how they've revamped the scoring systems. They were trying to explain it on TV. I care about this sport once every 4 years, like clockwork, and I care very little, but I am curious and I always pop in. I appreciate the commitment to the endeavor, which is to practice maniacally and train fanatically. And to accept the insanity of, hey, you got one shot. One shot to do all these incredibly tricky moves and jumps and flips and twists and sow cows. What's a sow cow? Did a guy named Sow Cow invent it? Okay, don't email me. I'll look it up. I accept the fact that it is absurd. It's absurdly unrealistic to go, okay, you get one shot. It's no best of seven. This is not the NBA going, all right, we're going to give you seven tries at your final routine, and then we'll take the best three out of seven scores. No, no, one shot. And that's the pressure you accept and deal with. And one of the pairs who had a chance to win the gold, the gal kind of messed up. She didn't land a couple of her jumps. And right away, Lipinski's like, I think that just cost him the gold. And then he could see it as soon as the routine was over. Her face was a forced smile, but it was also crestfallen and disappointed. And she looked into her male partner's eyes with this unbelievable sense of, I let you down. And it, to me, the human part of it, it's all in the facial expressions for the skaters. So a couple other skaters go, and they keep showing the Japanese pair that was sitting in the so-called kiss and cry area waiting for the other scores to come in. And I'm like, wait, did I see them skate? And the answer was no. They were in first place waiting for the rest of the pairs to go. And they would zoom in tight. The couple from Japan, Miura Riku and Kihara Ryuichi. And they captured Japan's first ever Olympic title in pairs figure skating. Her face was just incredible to watch as they pushed in tight. She's sitting there. She's kind of expressionless, but you could tell there was an adrenaline. There was a hope. There was insane nervousness thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we might win the gold medal. The way she looked into her skating partner's eyes and the bond between them, just, it's the stuff of human existence, people. It's good stuff. So yeah, I endure the ads for that. Then, of course, the final pair goes through and they don't quite get a good enough score, and boom, the Japanese pair has won the gold, and they crumple. They crumple to their knees in utter joy and shock and ecstasy that they have won this gold medal, and the faces and the tears and the family and the coaches are all there. Goddamn good shit. So then I realized, holy shit, I don't think I saw them skate. Wait a minute. Rewind to the front of the different skating performances. They aren't there. Then I rewind way past the bobsled gal who won it for the U.S., the gold medal, the 41-year-old woman who's got two kids who are hearing impaired. That was a cool thing as well. She had never won gold. She'd won a ton of other medals in bobsled. Wins the gold in the mono bob by a fraction of a second over the German. Ooh, the German came in second. So rewinded all the way through, and I realized that NBC had put that Japanese pair's skating performance further up the rundown of their three-hour block of programming. And I can't object to that. You got to play the hits, play them first. And they're like, oh, that was them. We're going to go back to figure skating in a bit to see if anyone can catch the Japanese pair. And I watched their performance, and oh, geez, it's amazing. And again, the reaction of the two of them after they had finished their skate, they knew they had nailed it. And the dude is just, he's crying out there like, this is so amazing. We did it. Then they go to the area to wait for their scores, and they get the big score, and that vaults them into first, and she erupts in happiness and shock with a squealing delight. I don't know how anyone can't be into this stuff, you know? Especially just once every 4 years, right? It's not hard to be into it once every 4 years. Let's switch to the NBA. Obviously, tanking is a huge problem, and people have many, many ideas on how to, quote, fix it. Many of the ideas are completely terrible. One idea somebody floated was, how about a lottery tournament? In fact, Adam Silver may have commented on that himself. Somebody tweeted, so let me get this straight. We got an in-season tournament. We got a play-in tournament. The All-Star Game's now a tournament. And the solution to tanking is a lottery tournament? I feel like I'm on an episode of Pawn Stars, and all I get from the guy behind the counter is, sorry, buddy, best I can do is a tournament. Somebody else tweeted, Jesus, enough of these tournaments. Let Adam Silver go run a little league somewhere. Great tweet. That's one horrible idea, first and foremost, because the players in this tournament to win the number one pick are not going to be super excited to, quote, win so that a guy gets picked 1-1, may or may not be any good, and then possibly takes your job. So no one really, people that believe that this is a good idea, and I'm sure there's a few out there, they haven't thought it through. But people have also not thought this one through, which is even worse. A draftless entry to the NBA. In other words, rookies are just free agents. Yeah, sure. Kawhi Leonard, anyone? Hello? The biggest teams with the richest owners in the most flashy, fanciest cities would simply pay these guys under the table, around the table, in ways that can't be tracked, no matter how hard you try to enforce the salary cap. And the best teams would get the best players coming out of college. Now, a lot of media members are kind of pushing for this because many of the people who cover the NBA don't give a shit about the lesser markets, don't even want to travel to the lesser markets. So, of course, they're like pushing this. This is the only way to do it. This would be an unbelievably bad idea. One tweet said this: let's say Adam Silver gets his wish and the draft completely disappears, with athletes being able to choose where they go in free agency, having already made millions for at least a year, maybe two, in college, and with the ability to pay them under the table and elsewhere, how many teams in the NBA would fold up shop tomorrow? Utah, Indiana, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Sacramento, Charlotte. Who am I missing? It's a great point. The NBA, in so many ways, has become a lifestyle league for the star players. It's an incredible, glamorous lifestyle, and you have to be cut from a slightly different cloth to like living and playing and staying in places like Indiana or Milwaukee or Sacramento. Cowtown that it is. Moo. Nice people in Sacramento, though. State capital. One team. They got one pro team there. You're like, what are you? How did you guys get one pro team? What's up with that? Yeah, it takes a Giannis who is just so all about basketball and comes from a very poor upbringing in Greece to say, yeah, Milwaukee's great. It's cold, but I like it. I would like to stay. He's leaving, by the way, but still. So no, you can't just abolish the draft. I think the answer, this would be my solution, if you will. My answer is simply go back to a regular draft. Worst record, first pick. Second worst record, second pick. Or as they say in aviation, normal law. Normal law is the primary fly-by-wire flight control mode in Airbus aircraft, which provides a digital guardian that prevents pilots from exceeding safe flight envelope limits. It automatically manages pitch and roll
It maintains 1G flight without manual trimming, offers 5 key protections, pitch, altitude, load factor, high speed, high AOA, and bank angle. And no, I did not know all that myself. I did Google it, and I cut and pasted. But still, I knew the concept of normal law. Normal law is, okay, slow down. Before we turn this plane upside down in a panic, trying to make adjustments, let's get to normal law first. The NBA should go back to normal law on the draft. Worst team, worst record, best pick. Do that for 3, maybe 4 years and see what happens. Then you can start entertaining more exotic ideas. That would be my solution. I think it has very little chance of happening.
I didn't pay attention a lot in science class in high school, no shock there, but I wish I had, at least when it comes to this. When I hit my 30s and 40s, I started to realize, you know, that same diet that would keep me lean, it's not working anymore. I'm soft around the middle. Energy crashes at 2 o'clock became sort of normal. I figured that's not supposed to happen. So I went full hypochondriac, Googling symptoms, low T, kept popping up. You know, doctors act like TRT is casual, weekly shots forever. Well, I dug deeper. $3,000 a year to shut down your natural production? Yeah, no, that kind of terrified me. So this new year, I'm turning the clock back with the natural way, with Mars Men. It's a potent stack of ingredients, things I can't even pronounce. Tonget, Ali, Shalgit, zinc, boron, and more. All of it optimizes your body's own testosterone production. Same benefits, steady energy, stronger lift, sharp focus, no needles, no synthetics, or shutdown. No dependency either. Just real ingredients supporting stamina and recovery. Made in the USA, third-party tested, and with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Over 91% of guys report higher energy. I've been on it, and honestly, more consistent drive, energy, focus all day long, actually starting to walk more, feeling way better in 2026 than I have in years. Check out the reviews at mengotomars.com and find out more. No risk and a huge upside. That's mengotomars.com and find out the better way to work on your low T.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Are you a Smashburger king? Creating those crispy edges and the intense beefy flavor that puts fast food to shame? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I never have to worry about whether I have high-quality proteins on hand. And they have so many options, handcrafted steaks, convenient comfort meals, and it's always excellent. Celebrate President's Day with the exceptional handcrafted flavor and convenience of Omaha Steaks. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the
betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. The feds take over the Potomac. The poo spill that Scott and Sally and I talked about is not getting any better, and it's not fixed at the moment. Massive pipe billowing tons of raw sewage into the Potomac River and all of the surrounding areas of the bay. I was told by somebody that, yes, this is going to be a huge ecological disaster slash impact, that I can't just wave it off like, ah, it's just poo. It'll wash down out into the ocean soon enough. And I'll take their word for it. I'm not an environmentalist. Oh, you're not, huh? Is that it? Okay. But the feds and Trump say they're going to take over the rebuilding and the repair, if you will, of this pipe, because the estimates to fix the pipe were 9 months. 9 months. Reminds me of the scene from the Penguins of Madagascar. Skipper, all right, I think we should be able to get this back together in 6 to 8 months. 6 to 8 months. No, 6 to 8 months. 9 months for a pipe seems egregiously long. But if the D.C. Water Department is so mired in red tape and incompetence it can't do it, yeah, the Fed should jump in and say, look, we can do this in 2 months, tops. Also, the way that this story is being covered is fascinating, because it should be a much bigger story, and it's happening right in the nation's capital, but for some reason, scritch's chin, it's not really being covered, not like some other ecological disasters. Somebody pointed out when the BP Deepwater Horizon explosion happened in the Gulf of Mexico, it led the news for weeks. I remember that. The spill topped out at maybe 210 million gallons into the ocean, and currently we're at 250 million gallons of pooey, muddy water going into the Potomac River. And it's still going. And yet there's almost no media coverage. Just try Googling it or watching the evening news. This, of course, follows in the rebuilding efforts of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which went down in 2024? Has it been a year already plus? Either way, they're saying it should be done in late 2030. 5 years for a bridge with federal and other government money building it. The timeline has been updated and pushed back and pushed back. The challenges, they say, is due to increased material costs, inflation, and the need for a more robust modern pier protection system. Okay, if we're going to rebuild it, we should rebuild it better. But is it really 5 years? It's just hard to believe. Early expert estimates suggested it could be 10 years. The Maryland Transportation Authority timeline is solidified around that 2030 six-year period. It just seems like a long-ass time. Rest in peace, Billy Steinberg, songwriter, died at the age of 75. Look at this list of bangers that he put his name to. Top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 in his career include Like a Virgin by Madonna, Alone by Heart, So Emotional by Whitney Houston, Eternal Flame by the Bangles, I Touch Myself by the Divinyls, and True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, amongst many others. A lot of songwriters hope to get one hit song in their lifetime. This guy cranked out a lot of bangers. Here's a banger of a tweet. People's IQs should be presented like the weather. Actual IQ, 125.
feels like IQ 97. Yeah, this person is smarter than they come off, but you talk to them and you're like, a person feels kind of dumb. Remember those bored apes and NFTs that were all the rage around 2021? Things that couldn't possibly be worth millions and millions of dollars. Well, they're now not worth millions and millions of dollars. Justin Bieber paid $1.3 million for a bored ape NFT, non-fungible token. That's what NFT stands for. And if you ask me, well, what does that mean? Fungible token? What? Yeah, no, I can't explain it. It made no sense to me then, and I'm not going to try to understand it other than smells like a total scam, which apparently it was. So the bidding on these little artsy drawings of apes in various clothing and with various expressions, most of them bored, became a hot trading commodity where the prices were exploding at one point of, hey, I bought this bored ape for the rights to this thing. Because that's the thing. How do you prove it's the one of the bored apes? There could be digital copies, screen caps. Oh, no, I've got the certificate for the NFT of this bored ape, and I bought it for $100,000. I just sold it for $3.2 million. Oh, you're an idiot. That thing's going to $50 million. Well, Justin Bieber dumped one that he bought for $1.3 million for $12,000. And others are going even cheaper. Why they're worth even a penny, I don't even know. Of course, somebody said that none of the celebs actually paid what the headline said they did. The transactions were funded by the projects themselves to make idiots think that celebrities cared about these things and they were willing to spend money on it. So if they were, you should as well to get in on the bidding. All of this, by the way, was perfectly legal, or if not legal, nobody was prosecuted for this scam. And I'm sure some people made an absolute ton of money on it. Did you know that Punchgate is not over down on Tobacco Road? Let me bring you back to the first Duke Carolina meeting from last week, in which Carolina rallied furiously and beat Duke on a last-second buzzer beater that didn't quite beat the buzzer. There was a tick of time left on the clock, so they had to get everyone off the court, run off the final fraction of a second, and then Carolina could celebrate. The fans who went on the court, some of whom got a little bit out of pocket and unruly, and some asshole threw a bottle. But John Shire, head coach of Duke, said one of his coaches got, quote, punched in the face. Quote, punched in the face. So people were like, well, I'm sure there's video of that. There's video of everything. There's a million idiots out there. And if somebody did punch a coach in the face, they would actually post it themselves, risking getting arrested because it'd be too cool. Hey, look at this, man. Punch their assistant, pow, right in the face, because that's how dumb people are. So we just were sitting back and waiting, going, all right, well, let's see if somebody did get punched, quote unquote, in the face. Well, a week or so passed, no footage. And now the DA in Orange County, North Carolina, where Chapel Hill is not happy. He tweeted, a week has passed and what seemed likely is now patently obvious. There is zero evidence that anyone from Duke's basketball program was, quote, punched in the face, unquote, at the Smith Center last week. Nor is there any evidence that a staffer was, quote, trampled on the floor, unquote, or in a, quote, complete brawl, for that matter. DA Jeff Niemann goes on to say, some have asked why I'm talking about this. It's certainly not because of a sports rivalry. There's no business of the DA's office, or that is no business of the DA's office. But I have seen firsthand how reckless accusations of violence incite more violence, and that is my business. Someone with the power and influence of a major men's basketball coach should exercise more discretion before just saying things that can have real-world consequences. I applaud this. Call them out. And don't just hide behind, well, I was exaggerating. Come on, everyone knew. I didn't mean literally punched in the face. I mean, it was a chaotic, hectic scene. Don't say punched in the face if that did not happen. And of all places, Duke, which had the most egregious
and horrifying case of prosecutorial abuse and fraud, charging the lacrosse players with a rape they did not commit. You would think that truth would matter to Duke, but, well, it's Duke. Just had to get that jab in there. Let's go to some emails, shall we? This one from Michael Lehman regarding how to fix the NBA, NFL Pro Bowl / All-Star games. Abe, I got an easy fix for you. Do not select any Pro Bowl players or All-Stars for 1 year. Then these guys will want to play because some of their incentives are tied to this. 1 year, don't have the game, don't select the All-Stars, and just see what happens. Just say, well, if you're not going to be available to play the games, participate in the slam dunk three-point contest, we're just not going to have it. Put the onus back on the players. I don't know if that would work. I would propose something alternate about these exhibition All-Star games. Let's get away from the All-Star notion. Let's instead say the NBA has put up a, let's call it, $24 million bounty for the winning team of the NBA Midwinter Classic, let's call it. Meaning if you win, each player, even the scrubs on the as the 12th man on the bench, get $2 million. And pay it out in cash. I know that sounds offensive to think these guys are already making too much money as it is. We're going to really, the fans are going to like seeing giant briefcases of $2 million worth of cash. Hear me out on this. It's a single game, have to be an NBA player, winners get $2 million. Many of the top names, like LeBron James, won't bend over to pick up $2 million. I understand that. They won't play. He'd rather go on vacation with his family for 3 days. Get away real quick, relax, come back, finish the season. That's fine. It's not about seeing the stars. It's about seeing a super competitive, highly intense NBA game for cash. It's a cash game. And literally what you do is you say, first 12 to sign up in the break room for the $2 million Midwinter Classic will play for each conference, the West versus the East. I mean, you think there'd be some people jumping in on that? Would they be the best players in the NBA? No, but they'd be NBA players. And then when the game started, oh, shit, that would be amazing. You win, you get $2 million. You lose, you get nothing. Hell, you could even tie it in to fans. Fans could enter a drawing in which, you know, they too are a part of the action. Like, I'm one of 12 fans who are going to get $100,000 if my team wins this Midwinter Classic. And the, say, 24 lucky fans who enter a drawing to get the $100,000 if their team wins, they sit courtside as fans rooting on their team of whoever it may be. Like I said, probably not James Harden, probably not LeBron. Who cares? Be good TV, but you have to get beyond the notion of, well, it's got to be stars. All right, that'd be enough for me today. 30 minutes, in, out, bing, bang, boom. Some of you have said, I want more you, Zabe. I listened to this podcast for you. I like your guests. They're fine. Chemistry's good, but more you. Well, you got 30 minutes of more me. Thanks for listening. Rate and review. Tickles the algorithmic overlords. The field for Zay Vegas 2026 is starting to fill up. I keep getting more people trickling in. I think we're approaching 40 bids now out of the 64 max. We still have 2 weeks left, just a little bit less than 2 weeks in February, so jump on board. If you would like to be part of our celebration of come on and watch some basketball in Vegas, just shoot me an email at zabe@yahoo.com, and I'll send you all the details, and I will hope to see you there in Vegas in March. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Wish us luck on our travels, and we will see you tomorrow from sunny Arizona. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over, there is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.